In business, you need advice and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
ACC questions Ryan Munduvila over 2015 deal. Energy consultant warns Zambia risks return to load shedding without adequate rains. In global news, Ramaphosa says South Africa's exclusion from G7 summit, no surprise. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Tonse Alliance President Brian Munduvila this morning appeared before the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, for questioning over a business transaction dating back to 2015. Mr. Munduvila arrived at the commission around 10:30 hours under heavy police presence, which was manning the commission premises. And speaking shortly after his questioning, which lasted about 30 minutes, Patriotic Front legal chairperson George Chisanga disclosed that Mr. Munduvila is being investigated over alleged payments for works that were not carried out. Mr. Chisanga, however, maintains that the matter is not new and had previously been addressed. He explains that the queries surrounding the transaction were subjected to a forensic audit, which established that no payments were made for works that were not done. The Anti-Corruption Commission is yet to address the media on Mr. Munduvile's summons.
We are surprised why we were called to the police station today, so many years after that. But now it's been alleged that he's being investigated for some payments that were received by the companies with which he was associated for work that was not done. The lawyers had advised him to give a one-line response, basically to explain to the Anti-Corruption Commission that these queries that are coming way after the time when the work was done had already been responded to, and that these accounts that have been queried now had been subjected to a forensic audit. Each one of the transactions that has been queried now had been subjected to a forensic audit, and the audit established that there was no work that was done for which payment was made, or there was no payment that were made for work that wasn't done.
Energy consultant Dr. Johnston Chikonda has warned that the country risks returning to load shedding if it does not receive adequate rainfall this season. Speaking when he featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program, Dr. Chikonda notes that the current power supply situation cannot be sustained in the event of poor rainfall. He was, however, quick to mention that ongoing projects by ZESCO, including the Mamba Calories expansion, are sufficient to prevent the country from plunging back into load shedding. Dr. Chikonda has emphasized that the current power stability is not coincidental, especially as the country approaches general elections. He explains that ZESCO has embarked on various projects that have alleviated the situation, though he admitted that communication from ZESCO to its customers has not been effective enough for the average citizen to fully understand.
The issue is, can we sustain the utilization of production that is coming from our water bodies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the issue, because the water level, the volume that was given to ZESCO and the Zimbabwe Power Corporation is less than that was given to, slightly higher, I think, than what was given last year, but is still not at a level that you'd want to be at. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have any good rainfall this year, can the rate at which we are going sustain? In my view, it cannot. But then we have got some projects, FEMDA projects that are coming up.
On the same program, economist Calvin Chisanga said that maintaining fiscal discipline by government is crucial for ordinary citizens to begin feeling the benefits of the country's improved economic situation.
We've got some good conditions, yes, in terms of forex market performances. There's that stability sense. Then we've got also inflation tutoring downward, getting within the policy corridor, which has actually been good as well, and many other good effects. But again, the key issue here is that we are coming from a very turbulent situation, except when we refer it to the debt restructuring process, which basically also was something that has actually been able to be put in night shape right now.
In other stories, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has called on students at the Copperbelt University, CBU, to safeguard Zambia's free education policy by voting for President Hakainde Hichilema in the August polls. Speaking ahead of the convocation ceremony where President Hichilema is set to receive an honorary doctorate degree of science in mining, Mr. Siakalima said the future of over 3 million children currently benefiting from free education depends on the choices young people will make at the ballot. Addressing the students today, the minister said that government has worked hard to ease the burden on families through initiatives such as free education and meal allowances. Benefits, he says, must not be taken for granted. He adds that young people are central to sustaining the country's development agenda and must actively defend policies that expand access to education. And Mr. Siakalima said students, as future leaders, have a responsibility not only to vote but to influence positive civic participation among their peers. Of Education has expressed concern over the arrest of five teachers in Sananga District in connection with an alleged incident involving a learner, emphasizing the need for fairness, protection and due process for all parties involved. Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says the ministry is concerned over the situation, saying that both the learner and the teachers involved deserve to be treated with dignity and justice as investigations unfold. In a statement, Dr. Mambwe has reaffirmed that schools must remain safe spaces dedicated to learning, care and moral development. He adds that the ministry does not tolerate any form of abuse against learners, while also underscoring the importance of protecting the rights and professional standing of teachers. Dr. Mambwe has noted that while discipline is a critical part of the education system, it must always be administered within established legal and professional guidelines, and at the same time, teachers should be able to perform their duties without fear of undue exposure or harm. Meanwhile, mental health expert Dr. Hope Namonje says efforts to promote discipline among children should prioritize education and guidance rather than punishment or shaming. Dr. Namonje, clinical psychologist at Ndola Teaching Hospital, notes that discipline is a vital component of education, which helps children develop essential life skills such as self-control, focus, and responsibility.
So discipline as teaching discipline should focus on educating and guiding children rather than punishing or shaming them. The separation of did and doer has got effective discipline, which is supposed to address the behavior of the child and not the child's identity, promoting self-awareness and self-improvement. Then we also have what we call empathetic consistency, which is some consistent discipline delivered with empathy, which helps children to feel heard, supported and secure. The other one is active decision making, encouraging children to make choices and take ownership of their actions.
Moving on to global stories, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has downplayed reports that his invitation to the forthcoming G7 summit in France has been withdrawn, saying non-attendance by a country outside the bloc should surprise no one. Reports on Thursday claimed the U.S. had put huge pressure on France to rescind Ramaphosa's invitation to a summit scheduled for June. They claimed U.S. President Donald Trump had threatened to boycott the summit if the South African leader attended. We monitor the BBC on other global stories.
The Pentagon has declined to comment on reports it's considering sending up to 10,000 additional troops to the Middle East amid growing speculation that Washington may be preparing a ground operation in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran's Revolutionary Guards have warned civilians across the region to stay away from areas near U.S. forces. Israel says it's carried out another wave of airstrikes in the heart of Tehran and hit missile production sites and air defense systems across Iran. The US Secretary of State is meeting G7 foreign ministers outside Paris. Marco Rubio is expected